1st of July 1933, the London Passenger Transport Board announced they are taking over most of the London tram, train, omnibus and coach services from today. Among others, this includes the Underground Group, the London County Council trams, the West Ham, East Ham, Barking, Leighton, Bexley, Dartford and Croydon trams, Tilling's buses and the Metropolitan Railway. It appears to be a scheme to get London's passenger traffic under one central control. It's a good thing if they don't abuse it. 6th of July, 1933. Received a letter tonight from Auntie Nora, enclosing 5 shillings for my birthday present. Rather belated, as she admits, but useful all the same. Uncle Ron, with his wife and son, who recently returned from Tanganyika, are coming over for an hour on Saturday afternoon, and, judging by the things little Simon has been up to, according to Aunt Nora, an hour is plenty long enough. 8th of July, 1933. I appear to have neglected to record the subject of my various library books. Among those I am able to record at the moment are La Mort d'Arthur, only part of which I read, Horology by Haswell, which I believe I have mentioned, various books on aircraft, which I didn't have time to read, and a book called Death in the Air, being the anonymous diary of a pilot in the Great War. The book is so interesting, largely on account of the action photographs which it contains, that so many people have borrowed it that I haven't had time to peruse it myself. I changed the Horology book and Death in the Air for Autobiography of Mark Twain, Volume 1, and Wheels of Chance by H.G. Wells. I'm also reading a spanking book called Romance of the Sea by G.G. Jackson. This afternoon, Uncle Ron came alone. He'd been to Southend to buy a car and hadn't had time to let his wife and son know by phone so that they could come. He departed about 5 o'clock, and I went up to Bates's and bought a sou'wester, a pair of stockings and an eye shade, and got some machine oil on the way back. Mum bought me a pair of short pants. 10th of July, 1933. Mum gave me a dud half crown to try and get rid of. She cannot remember whence she got it, but thinks it might have been as change for a note. Nobody seemed keen on having it. Even the railway company rejected it. 11th of July, 1933. Thought I'd got rid of the dud 2 and 6. I asked S for change, and he gave me 2 shillings and a sixpence, but later on he discovered the coin, and I had to take it back. I gave it up at the bank this morning. In further preparation for the holiday, I drew £2.10 out of the post office savings bank. Having collected all the numbers necessary, S and I posted our applications to the Daily Herald for the fountain pen and propelling pencil sets. I don't suppose I shall receive mine before I go away, so in that case I shall borrow Dad's fountain pen for writing this book and my postcards. Miserable day. Raining most of the time. 12th of July, 1933. Came out this morning without a handkerchief, and as S wanted to call in at Selfridge's on the way back from the fish shop, I purchased some there. Of course, though I only wanted one, I had to buy half a dozen, 2 shillings. Last night, we put the RCC coupling in the first LF stage of the radio to see if we couldn't get rid of the threshold howl and other distortion, but apart from being quieter and boomified, it isn't any different. We also fitted a new grid bias tonight, but matters don't improve in the slightest. We therefore took the set down and ran over the wiring, but that was okay. I broke the pilot bulb doing it. We therefore put it back and refixed the Telson AU transformer in place of the RCC. Even now it's not working properly. We must have a go at it when we come back from holiday. My sets generally give satisfaction for about 3 months, after which they have constant trouble. Spent what was left in the evening in putting some of my things in the cycle bag. I propose to take the following. In the bag. Vest and short pants. Spare shirt, waterproofs consisting of cape, leggings and sou'wester. Handkerchiefs, including those I bought at Selfridge's. Pair of stockings, pyjamas, comb, toothbrush and paste, shaving brush and razor and soap. Tools consisting of screwdriver, variable spanners, tyre levers, oil can, puncture outfit, vulcanising outfit, and a piece of waste to prevent their rattling. Towel, Bartholomew's touring map of England, etc. CTC handbook, postcards. If there is room, I shall put in a pair of trousers in case I want to spend a day anywhere. On my person, shirt, knickers, stockings, shoes, zip jacket, money, keys, clips, CTC certificate, pocketbook, pair of pliers, penknife, fountain pen, a 2-shilling book of stamps, or, alternatively, 2 shillings worth of halfpenny stamps. On the bike, eye shade, camera in case. I can get the films on the way as I need them. 13th of July, 1933. This serves as a tryout on Dad's fountain pen. Most of my spare time at work yesterday was spent in sticking additions in the CTC handbook, as notified in the Gazette, and making any alterations and omissions. Today, the weather hasn't improved at all. Temperature is low for the time of year, and it continues to be showery. The outlook for tomorrow is similar, and for Saturday, unsettled. I've managed to get Saturday off, so that will mean that I can start on Saturday morning. I'm still in doubt as to what route I shall take, but have thought of getting somewhere near Speen by Saturday night. On the other hand, I might go further north. 14th of July, 1933. Well, this is the last day before my holiday. I have still one or two things to do before I leave, such as getting a new razor blade, and I might get an oil can suitable for taking with me. Tonight, of course, I must take this book home with me and any other thing I may need that is at the office. This fountain pen seems to work satisfactorily. I don't suppose I shall receive the one from the Daily Herald before I go. And by the way, that's a thing I forgot to put in the bag, a bottle of ink. I know what filth one finds in the inkwells of post offices. Last night, while I was getting my workman's ticket, I saw that Smith's, the booksellers, were offering an ever-ready razor, 3 4-penny blades and a stick of soap, all for 1 and 3. Methinks perhaps I'll get that instead of a Gillette blade for the other razor. Dad has an ever-ready, and I generally borrow that when I shave. I bought that razor, but it was enclosed in a cardboard box, so I shall have to rely on the Gillette after all. Had a bath tonight and got thoroughly cleaned up and finished packing my bag. I bought a few puncture patches and a couple of valve rubbers and an oil can.